This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, 7 after the hour, we start another hour every week. There is the Talk Radio Countdown Show contending with the big issues of the day. We have the list posted at talkers.com, which is the place where people go and they want to find out what's going on in the world of news talk radio. And then they listen to this program to hear Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, go through the lists, stories, people. He and I talk about some of the issues and the personalities and that sort of things, trying to bring everybody up to speed on what's going on in the nation's number one radio format. So, Michael, I turn the reins over to you so that we can go through the people list and the stories and see what we can come up with here for interesting, stimulating, more stimulating talk radio. How's that?
No doubt. It's an interesting bunch of stuff. At number 10, we have celebrity news.
That's technical talk, Chris. Interesting bunch of stuff.
Stuff. Isn't stuff? Stuff is a great word, as is the word thing.
Stuff thing. Is the stuff things are made of.
Exactly. Yes. So here's the stuff, and these are the things that make up the stuff. Number 10, celebrity news. At number 9, big tech tied with the Musk Twitter deal. At number 8, race relations, abortion, LGBTQ rights, and the Biden pot pardon. At number 7, COVID-19.
Everybody party now!
Yeah, that came out on Thursday, and it would have been higher. It's a very interesting subject. It ties into the election. It ties into politics. It ties into the whole cannabis issue. I know you wouldn't know about these things, but it's a big issue.
Yeah, right.
At number 7, COVID-19 and health. And that doesn't go away. I mean, this COVID-19 is a fascinating study, not only in science, health, but also in psychology. At number 6, Trump legal issues. Talk about a bunch of stuff. At number 5, the Hurricane Ian aftermath and climate change. Immigration and crime are tied at number 4. Politics in the midterm elections are tied at number 3. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with foreign affairs. The people on our survey. At number 10, we have Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen. At number 9, Elon Musk. Ron DeSantis is at 8. At number 7, a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. At number 6, a couple of interesting characters running for Senate.
Disgraceful. Pelosi and McCarthy are disgraceful. A complete disgrace. The country should be embarrassed by these two as the leaders of their party in the House. Woof. What an outrage. The two of them are like children in a sandbox. It's ridiculous. Anyway, excuse me. You were talking about Fetterman.
No. Your comments are well taken. At number 6, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. Carrie Lake is at number 5. We can talk about her during the course of this hour. Herschel Walker at 4, Donald Trump at 3, Vladimir Putin at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. And that's a snapshot of a tumultuous world as it has been addressed on the airwaves of News Talk Radio.
Okay, so some people who are fans of the format, who would be listening to this program in Northern California and have been used to listening to one of the nation's historically great, not good, but great talk radio stations, KGO, been in San Francisco at 810 on the dial for as long as there have been radio signals, pretty much, and some of the great, the really fabulous talk personalities, radio personalities of the history of the medium have come out of that radio station. Certainly in my lifetime, there are people that we all respected, like Ron Owens, who came out of that place. But just the whole radio station, the guy that nobody listening to the program probably knows, a guy named Jack Swanson, somebody you and I have great affinity and fondness for, ran that radio station. And just created a huge, remember when Gene Burns went to that station, because he'd been on some great stations, but he seemed to thrive there. There were, just people on the air there that thrived because the market loved listening to those people. So now, fast forward to 2022, and the radio station is going to flip to sports betting. Talkers is carrying the story. A new
sports betting.
Yeah. Yeah. On a 50,000 watt station that was the number one station in the market for years and years and years. Now it's going
to
be a...
Years ago.
Yeah. But they, it would have been still, except the people who run it are bean counters and they've ruined it. So now, what do we do with sports betting? How important is that going to be? Will other stations, I guess that's the question I would have, and people listening, my favorite talk radio station, is it going to become the home of a sports betting format?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This is a sign of the times, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The sports talk radio stations across America have already, whether they've publicly announced it or branded it or just are doing it, have migrated toward having sports betting being the flavor of the year. You know, it's definitely what's running the show. Betting has become embedded in the very concept of sports in America. So,
would you explain, please, how these stations make money? If they were big, important radio stations, the advertising revenues, and a lot of these people on these stations got paid a lot of money. So how is that, how did the sports betting thing work to equal the amount of money that they made before in the other format? That's
gigantic
what they're doing.
Sponsors,
it's a business decision.
Gigantic sponsors who are the bookmakers, the MGMs, and all of these FanDuel and major companies that are making a ton of money. I mean, it's big money in being in the house. You know that.
Yeah.
And bookmaking is a long, long time honored business.
Mm.
It's probably the second oldest profession.
Yeah.
So they're on their way.
Well,
think about this. You know what the name of the station is? It's called Spread 810.
All right.
What does that sound?
Spread them. Yeah, exactly.
But I, for one, you know, I try to maintain a neutrality in all of this. But I personally,
horrible.
I personally am not a fan of gambling.
Hmm.
See, I think gambling is a very dangerous vice. And it destroys lives
on the same
level that heroin does.
Yeah,
it's
addictive,
a very dangerous addiction.
So
when we think about sports as being one of the things, at least in the world we grew up in, and I don't want to sound like an old fart, but the fact of the matter is, in the world that we grew up in, sports was a way that we learned role models and that thing called sportsmanship. Or now sportspersonship. The point is, sports was a place that kids were inspired by its stars and its philosophies and its atmosphere. What are we teaching kids now?
Yeah.
The primary aspect of sports is no longer even your favorite team or your favorite fantasy player, but how to make money in a million different ways by following it. And that's very scary to me.
It's hardly inspirational.
It's only my own personal opinion. I also believe in freedom. I also believe that people should, you know, not be under the rule of government legislating morality. So it's not that I'm saying there should be laws against it. What I'm saying is we should be working on improving our culture, not making it base.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like vaping. It reminds me of, you know, vaping is all about making money. That's it. It doesn't do you any good. It just, you know, is a huge way, very profitable way of selling stuff. Is cryptocurrency the same sort of thing? Are we doing things to ourselves that ruin us? Ruin the human race? Are we doing, you know, or just...
Well, we humans are self-destructive.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at every one of the topics in our you know, survey, they all are involved with the downside of human nature. Look at the Russia-Ukraine war. Look at politics. Look at immigration, crime. the finger-pointing in the aftermath of the hurricane. Donald Trump and his legal issues, how's he for a role model for youngsters?
Yeah, there you go.
The whole thing is about conflict based upon the dark side of human nature.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, when we think about, I'm just throwing this out because it comes to my mind as we're talking about models, role models, when we were kids, the Beatles and Elvis were our role models, not a politician, although Eisenhower set the tone for good politicians, good politics, but we have now, you know, you look around at what social media presents to people as, you know, who to aspire to be like, right? Yeah.
I don't know if the Beatles and Elvis were necessarily positive role models.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up. Maybe there is a history.
My positive role model as a kid was Superman.
Ah, George Reeves.
Superman, I thought that Superman was a pretty cool character. You know, he never lied. He didn't use his powers for personal gain.
Right.
I mean, if there really was such a guy, we would really be in trouble having a guy like that roaming around the planet.
I think my hero was Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah, he was a cool guy, too.
The Lone Ranger. Those were... All right, enough about that. We digress to the sandbox. But yet, it's something, it shows you, again, back to the benefits of this format where you can have interesting, compelling conversations. And are we going to give it all? The question that listeners will have in their minds is, are we going to give a lot of this up so that the radio stations can make money on betting? That's kind of what is to
a point. Well, there's a point at which there's diminishing returns. If everybody is doing it, then there'll be openings for people doing, you know, news talk and something more productive than betting and making money.
Farm talk. Let's have a new farm talk format. How about that?
You're a pioneer in that field. Keep going.
Thank you. All right, 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, back with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of October the 3rd to the 7th in our scrutiny. Talking about the... I guess I would like to spend some time talking about what seems to be the number one bill of fare on most talk radio programs, talk radio stations, and that's politics, midterm election, the fact that Donald Trump still seems to be the person that's the lightning rod for who's, you know, going to get what support, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He claims to be the front runner for the 2024 Republican Party nomination. He is running around the country extolling the value and virtue of his MAGA loyalists. And, you know, you look at the trouble that he's got with the FBI and what they found in Mar-a-Lago and what they're finding in New York and yada, yada, yada. So the Democrats say, yeah, we want to run against Trump. Put him up there. Let's go get him.
They also want to run against his people that he endorsed.
Yeah. Right, like DeSantis.
He didn't endorse DeSantis.
Oh, yeah, didn't he? For
what
governor?
What I'm saying is the Democrats want to run against all of these
people that he is
candidates. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And certainly they would love to run against Trump.
Well, the talk radio world, I was listening to a snippet somebody sent me from Laura Ingraham, and then she had, I think, Ann Coulter on, and they were talking about how the Republicans can do better than Trump. And
that talk is already happening in conservative circles, and you should hear it off air, the whispers behind the scenes.
Like, what are you privy to?
The Republican Party and the conservatives are frustrated, you know, they're frustrated with Trump. He's got a lot of baggage.
Yeah. he's the best. Come on. And that can go for Joe Biden. I thought it was interesting, with all the hoopla about Alex Jones this week, the quote that I saw from him was that he was pulling away from supporting Ron DeSantis. I would think Ron DeSantis would be very happy about that, given what Alex Jones, who... You know, do you want to tell people, we've got a minute or so, the story, the update, Alex Jones, the talk radio personality, who's being sued. he finished his trial.
I think everybody knows who he is.
Yep. So his trial is kind of over this week because he just decided not to put up a defense. He says their system's corrupt and they're all against him, and it sounds like some child in a sandbox.
No, he sounds like he's either a total showman or he's lost his mind. Neither is very becoming. I mean, I don't take Alex Jones seriously anymore. His damage is done. He's had a tremendous influence on the culture. He's had a tremendous influence on the media. And he's had a tremendous influence on politics. And now there are plenty of, you know, Alex Jones-influenced wannabes out there who are just maybe smarter and more contained. But he really has created a lot of trouble for a lot of people.
Right, he's given talk radio, these kind of people. But then you say, well, aren't the extremists? I mean, you could say that about Mark Levin and some of the stuff that he says. Is he an extremist?
To me, there's a big difference between Mark Levin and Alex Jones.
Would you like to spend a second?
I think Mark Levin is far more credible and far more responsible.
I don't disagree with that. I just think
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that he says some outrageous things. But is that the way to get an audience today? Because there's so much stuff out there. Do you have to say and do outrageous stuff in order to get an audience? There's another question which we may deal with if we have time in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin, I have a friend of work. I have, there's a lot of people who really need someone, like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, a production of Steffen Multimedia, along with Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can find the list, the charts there, as well as gooddayshow.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher for decades. This is his baby. Came up with the idea, the concept. A lot of things that focused on talk radio have come and gone. However, this is the marketplace of ideas, understanding what's going on. What is it that is changing? Look at the history of the format and how it has changed. We were talking about KGO a little while ago. I was thinking, I mentioned Gene Burns, but all the other people that have been there and the fabulous stuff that, you know, over decades intrigued people because there was so much going on and there still is so much going on. So are we in danger of losing what Jerry Williams, another great talk radio personality, called Vox Populi?
We're in danger of losing motion pictures. We're in danger of losing TV shows. We're in danger of losing newspapers. Most of the media of the 20th century that most of the people listening to this broadcast grew up with is in danger of being replaced by other big concepts that are being etched in stone for young people's history. And
so it's about young people. It's not about people our age. Nothing is about people our age. It's always about young people, isn't it? Think about it.
On a certain level, many things are about young people. I wouldn't say everything is about young people. There's a lot of major industries in this country that are geared to and surround the aging of the population. But you know, the healthcare industry certainly revolves around older folks. Older folks have money. But if you look at it through the money compared to younger people, but if you look at it through the lens of talk radio or any one specific art form or medium, well, yeah, there is always the changing of the guard and the attempt to appeal to new generations coming up.
I don't want to be
a merchant of nostalgia, you know?
No, well, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And but to a point, things are always changing. Change is good. People don't embrace it. They don't like it. One of the reasons that I brought that up, Michael, is because Sally Jesse Raphael has been interviewed this week, and I'm not sure why, but she's talking about the fact that, you know, her show was canceled. Here was a woman that was all over talk radio, all over talk television. She seemed to have the world by the tail for what, 10 years, 15 years?
Yeah, she was a very big star. And
yeah.
She should be happy that she's had that experience. Last time I ran into her, she was quite bitter.
She is. That's what she's, this interview. Yeah, bitter about how her show is canceled, but she's passé, I guess, isn't she?
I would never pronounce one of the great players as passé. That would be an abuse of my influence. The fact of the matter is that she has to suffer the same things that all people do when they age and they're in a competitive industry, is mm-hmm. that there's new blood, new feelings. I try to view it more objectively. Mm-hmm. But when we had her at our convention, my gosh, it was almost 10 years ago. We had a panel about, you know, women in broadcasting, and the panel was full of heavyweight women, including Sally Jesse Raphael. We had Dr. Laura Schlesinger moderating it.
Jerry Brown.
Daria Dolan. There's a name that many people may remember. And it was hard to believe that was the same Sally Jesse Raphael. She was just a bitter woman, very bitter. Mm-hmm. And I feel sorry for people who are bitter in their older years, especially when they've enjoyed tremendous success.
Life. Yeah.
That's
enjoy
the
your
point.
Life.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, eventually everything comes to an end. And go out gracefully. That's the way. Be gracious to the younger people coming up. Help them, mentor them. Be proud of your part in it, and you know, respect the past. But
as long as they respect you, you respect them. I think respect is a two-way street. And
it is.
I kind of noticed that
you reap what you sow. You know. The love that you take is equal to the love you make.
write that down. That's good.
That's the Beatles. That's their last line. That was
okay. So one of the program directors that carries this program, Mr. Bailey, out in the western part of the world, runs KQEN. He heard us talking about the format for the farm show. So he
it's
said,
a format. I love
he
that.
He says, I can hear it now. Yeah, this is good. He says, I can hear it now. Shows like Hogtide, the North 40, Romping the Hay.
Oh,
now,
God.
All of the movies.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, I do a series of programs. I do the Monday through Friday Good Day program. We do the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I also do a program called The American Family Farmer, which is aimed at bringing together farm, food, and family life. It was Michael's idea, actually, Michael Harrison's idea, to do it a number of years ago, and he thought that I did my best broadcasting talking about the farm. And it is something that's close to me. Yeah, it's something I'm passionate about, so maybe that's it. The people who have passion make that, if that's the focus. I find myself very passionate about many of these stories, and Mary, you know, each week when we go through the countdown, I find myself really wrapped around some of them, and then I find myself not interested at all in some of the other things. I think the economy is our number one issue. Certainly the Russian-Ukrainian war this week became number one because
and
of the threats of using nuclear.
And they're tied together, the economy.
Yeah.
They're all tied together.
Well, but the economy, the merchants of death, if you will, what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, look at, this was not well covered this week. I spent a lot of time talking on Good Day about the Taiwanese building up their armaments with the help of the United States. The United States has committed billions of dollars to send ships, tanks, armaments of war to help the Taiwanese should the Chinese government decide they want to invade Taiwan and take it over. And so this, along with what's going on in Ukraine, with seemingly a never-ending need or supply of armaments going there, this is fabulous business for the big, the pentagonal, if you will, companies, the war machines, and nobody talks about it. Nobody spends much time talking about it. You know how much of your debt, how much of your tax bill is being used, how much of that money to buy weaponry for, to keep us up to quote-unquote standard, or to give to the Ukrainians, to give to the Taiwanese? It's an amazing thing.
Are you suggesting that the United States stay out of these situations and not support countries that are being threatened?
No, but you're a good devil's advocate. Thank you for asking that. I think that what we really have going on here is a two-pronged issue. The issue of how do we help our friends and how do we protect democracy, if that's what it is. And then the second half of it is, at what expense to us does all this happen? If you're willing to pay the bill and pay the freight, if you will, then it's fine. It's great. But people should know at least what's going on. And I think there hasn't been much discussion about what's going on in the military buildup in Taiwan. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. What it comes down to is we have to hope that we're getting an accurate depiction of the threat. If we're not getting an accurate depiction of the threat, if the threat, whatever the threat is, whether it's Putin, whether it's China, whether it was Hitler, whether it was the Soviet Union in Cuba, if we don't have an accurate depiction of the threat, we don't know whether or not we should buckle down and sacrifice money and sacrifice for the purpose of preserving democracy and protecting ourselves from a greater threat, or are we being used by propaganda to create a false threat for the sake of the arms industry? And so it comes down to, in my opinion, getting an accurate depiction of the threat, and you never know who to believe, because the politicians, who are merchants of division, play out whatever they have to for their own chances of winning and to line their own pockets.
Well, there's that, and then there's the fear mongering, the business of not the armament business, but the fear business, the selling of newspapers and watching television shows and all this stuff. The headline this week: what do new nuclear threats mean for the doomsday clock?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Doomsday clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
But what's more? So what's more of a threat? The doomsday clock or legalized gambling taking over sports stations?
There you go. You want me to answer that, or shall I do a commercial?
Well, I think it's much more important you do a commercial so that we can come back and continue this discussion.
I want to get to what's on the Michael Harrison interview this week as well. Let me answer a question that I get asked a lot. What is Calitrin? People ask me that all the time. It's a product made in our country, certified and approved by the FDA, independently tested for quality and purity, and also it is something, by golly, that works. Company's been around for 25 years, helping people lose weight, more importantly, keep it off the natural way, without stimulants, without drugs, none of that stuff. The ingredients, pretty simple, straightforward, natural things like aloe vera and collagen protein and digestive enzymes. A couple of other things that help your body absorb the ingredients, so that you can get your body back to the trim, fit body that you like and keep it there. And that's, you got a little exercise here and there, walking, a few weights, and make sure you're eating well, and then take Calitrin for the support that it is. Help yourself at toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. Pretty good name, pretty apt, right? Toploss.com. The 90-day deals are in effect right now, the fall. As a matter of fact, you can buy as much of this stuff as you want and get an equal amount without paying for it. Plus, free shipping when you use the Doug code, buying a product that keeps you safe and healthy and at the weight that you want to be. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list, 60 seconds of the official list, so you'll have it in your head. You can also check it out at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com, published there every week. At number 10, Tom Brady and his wife. Elon Musk is at 9. Ron DeSantis is at 8 on the people list. Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy tied for number 7 position. The two Philadelphia, well, I was going to say Philadelphia lawyers, the two running for the Senate in, imagine how much attention this is getting, Fetterman and Oz in Pennsylvania, woof. Kerry Lake is 5, Herschel Walker, what a mess he's in, 4, Donald Trump is 3, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, boo, number 2 of Joe Biden is number 1 this week, as we overview what's going on, the hot hits in talk radio, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, yep, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the overview of the top 10 stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine, which we publish on our social media at gooddayshow.com. Talkers does as well at talkers.com. Number 10, celebrity news with a real focus on Tom Brady, but there are other stories that are making the news this week that people are talking about. The Musk deal with Twitter is number 9. The situation with race relations and that sort of thing, number 8. COVID is 7. The Trump legal situation is number 6. Aftermath of the hurricane, number 5. Immigration problems continuing and the crime related to them, number 4. The political focus on midterm elections, number 3. Our economy and where the value of the dollar is going, number 2. And the Russian war with the Ukrainians is number 1 this week, according to the charts at Talkers Magazine. All right, so this week, the Michael Harrison interview at MHInterview.com features a fellow that I have great regard for. I liked the fact that I could help him when he was a kid, Tavis Smiley. What's up with him?
Tavis Smiley is a major African-American commentator. People listening to this program have heard of him. He's a prolific author. He's been done television, everything from BET to PBS. I mean, he's done it all. And he started a station in Los Angeles called KBLA Talk 1580 that focuses on African-Americans, people of color, and progressives. And it's a little bit over a year in the air, and it's a struggle, but he's doing pretty well. And it's a great interview. Tavis Smiley on the Michael Harrison interview at MHInterview.com.
There's a whole, if you go to the MH Interview website, there are dozens, hundreds of interviews that Michael's done with luminaries from this field that you should check out. Again, mhinterview.com. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen at 49 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, 53 after the hour. Joining me now on the countdown, and you as well, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college prof at Bentley University, teaches law. And, you know, we have that whole thing about the practice of law. I wonder, are you practicing teaching, practicing the law?
Yeah, you know, it's funny with lawyers. We practice, I guess, till we get it right. As far as the teaching, well, we hope we get it right from the start.
I got it. Okay. The immigration crime issue number four this week, Michael Harrison and I spent a lot of time, actually both of the hours of the countdown-related show, focusing on immigration. The Canadian Supreme Court has said this week that they may look again at allowing Americans to easily come across the border, because along with that, apparently, is a big problem with the illegal immigrants that are coming across our border and trying to go up to Canada. So, but yeah, I mean, it's like, hello, round and round we go. Where do we stop? Nobody knows.
I come back to, again, quoting, you know, Mark Twain, which I have before, that the opposite of progress is Congress. Mm-hmm. The immigration is an absolutely critical thing in our country, and not for the reasons that many people think. You know, for instance, there was a lot of talk about the crime that these immigrants are coming in. I mean, Governor DeSantis, in the midst of a hurricane, finds a chance to be anti-immigrant, saying, without having figures to back it up, that the looting is from illegal immigrants. The bottom line is that this kind of a scare tactic, the Department of Justice figures don't back up that immigrants and illegal immigrants cause more crime. They're often more victimized. But we also, with the birth rate in this country, we need immigrants. We need the talent that immigrants bring in here, and many of them have brought a lot, to do certain jobs. On the other hand, we have a system that is so bureaucratic, so delayed, and so unable to really do this in an organized, logical fashion, and Congress doesn't do anything about it. And I just, for the life of me, I can't understand, because it's all plus to improve the immigration system, but instead we just band-aid a system that doesn't work.
Yeah. I think the whole business of where we go with this, you're right, there is a need for people. I am wondering about how we legalize zero population growth.
They tried that. They tried that in China. But actually, I don't think we need to do zero population growth here, because I think that's part of the problem is we are having fewer children, and it's one reason why we need more of a labor force coming into this country.
What do you make of Biden's pot pardon program?
I think it's terrific. You know, I mean, for so long, marijuana was treated at the same level as really, really serious drugs. And there were, you know, there were people that had this as a criminal offense on their records. I knew someone when we were applying for the bar who had a marijuana conviction and had to plead his case before the Board of Bar Overseers. So mm-hmm. I think this is part and parcel of a really more thoughtful dealing with the issue of marijuana and placing it in a category that, you know, isn't quite the demon weed that some people thought it was.
The demon weed. <That's> yeah. All right, Dr. Trump and his legal issues. Is this more, or we got something new this week?
No, you know, I think one of the things that came out this week was it does appear that Trump is still hiding some documents, and the Justice Department is looking to get him to go on the record and attest to the fact of whether he has turned all of them over. Because you look at some of the things that Trump has said as publicly, the FBI is planting things. You know, he has all kinds of rights and excuses as far as obstructing justice. But when it comes to statements in court by him and his lawyers, he backs off. And so this is something where the Justice Department is trying to pin him down. You know, he's delaying, and the easiest thing in the law is to delay. But ultimately, this stuff is going to be decided in the next 6 months, and I think he's in real trouble.
Well, but he doesn't seem, he ever seen, I wonder, and his history in his life, has he ever seen the inside of a courtroom? Really? He's been sued?
Great. That's a great comment, because the bottom line is he threatens it and then never goes through with it, and then he settles with people. So you're right. This could be a first. Could be fun.
Yeah. Fun, while his daddy takes his T-Bird away. Okay, Stephen, J.J. Wiseman here commenting legally on the things that are important. Couple of stories from the charts from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.